during the first piece. First piece is a very famous Ramban, and important to learn up what he's trying to say here. It says, "Kedoshim tiyu, have a pruchim na raizim na veira, shekol makom shatamoytze get a erva tamoytze kedush loshon Rashi." So Rashi says that the mitzvah kedoshim tiyu is simply an introduction, or it's a summation of all the halachas of arayis. That's what he says. We had a parsha of arayis. Kedoshim tiyu, make a getter of arayis. But Toros Kahanim risi stam. Prushim to you. Doesn't say arayis specifically. And then with Kadashim, some Kedoshim, Kodesh Ani, Keshem Shri Kodesh Kachatem to you, Kedoshim, Keshem Shri Prushim. It does not mention anything about arayis specifically. So he would like to learn not like Rashi. So now the question is, what is it? In other words, what is the Torah telling? Kedoshim to you. How does a person be holy? What is the Torah trying to say? V'ha inyan. So Ramban says a very important yisod. Ki Torah his hero barayis u'macholim asurim. The Torah prohibited certain things. The Torah also allowed a lot of things. And in Cain, there are plenty of glatt kosher ways to express your taiva for arayis. And you confess there's no shortage of glatt kosher things that are, overindulging. And you'll say whatever you want, crude, vulgar language, and so on. It doesn't say it anywhere. Very famous expression on band that you're novel b'shazatara. Lefikach ba'akosuf, achish shepartei sum shasun lagamri, after the pasuk has listed all the surim, it tells me, listen, we can only list a certain amount of things. The Torah tells us to stay away from things that are excesses. Person should be memayit in yonim of ishus. He should make himself from wine, b'miutoi, k'meshkar ha'kosev ha'nozik kodesh. V'yiskar ha'royis and eskarzman b'teira b'neich ha'beloit. So Ramban says that besides what's written in the Torah, there's enough. So let's just, I guess, interpret Ramban and understand it. The Ramban is saying that there is. That use your das to extrapolate from mitzvahs that are given to the mitzvahs that are not given. If I were to use a model for it, I would say it's imagine you have a graph and you have dots on the graph. So the dots on the graph are real points that exist. The chachma is to make a line that connects the dots so that you get a sense of a pattern. Hidur mitzvah. It's there's a zekeli v'anveyu, which is specific. So if you have a menorah, it should be nice. If you have a lulav, it should be nice. But the idea of doing things that are within the ruach of what the Torah wants, it's not your own imagination. It is what the Torah itself wants from you, and that's something that's hard to understand. The Torah said it or didn't say it. The Torah said two things. Here are specific examples and use this to find a bigger picture. It means that you can't fault somebody in specific areas and say, well, you should do this or that. But in the big picture, I can say you're sticking to the letter of the law, and anything as soon as it's mutter, you don't ask yourself, maybe I shouldn't indulge. I think there's one more area that falls into this, what we call Das Torah. Does not mean halacha. Something that's a simon shacharuch, either it says, it doesn't say. If it's a machlokas, it's a machlokas. If it's totally secular, then das Torah is also not a factor in it. But what do you do when something is technically muta, but you're trying to make a decision, does this fall under the rubric of appropriate or inappropriate? It's not a figment of imagination. appropriate, inappropriate is but what you want is a person that you feel comfortable enough is so steeped in it that that you can actually feel that he would say his intuition, his intuitive gift that you would be, should be Torahdik. A Moshe always uses, imagine you want to buy something for somebody, a present, want to buy your wife a present. So you pick somebody who knows her well and asks, what would you like? So you're looking for a Torah personality who knows enough and you feel that he's close enough that his intuition would be a positive intuition. Now, he says, it's nogea. The first area is arayas and indulgence. That's one area. Be'elu b'kiyotze ben bo'a mitzvah zeis ha'klolis, acha shapiret kol aveir she'osel gamri, Achi konis bechal zeis hatzavot hanikius biyodav gufo. Physical cleanliness also falls under this. It's something which is part of something that a person would feel is appropriate. And he brings the Gemara of Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim. Ki afal pi she'ilu mitzvos nivreim. So Ramban explains, yes, a kasha sort of. The Gemara says that it is Kadashi Zabdoshim, Zmai Mishon, Mai Machonim. They're Rabbanans. So how in the world is more dashing a pasuk? So he says, even though the mitzvah is Rabbanan, the Inyan, Chazal said, Kedusha, Viskayasa, Visim Kedoshim, the right place to find it is in Mai Machonim, Mai Mishonim. So this is an area that it's appropriately left for us to determine, us meaning the Chachamim. But the caveat is you have to be so grounded in what is halacha and then you say it's reasonable that even though he doesn't have hard facts supporting it, his guess will be good. And then he says, next paragraph, This is something which is the Torah always gives pratim and klolim. Ki achar azhara prati adinim b'chol maso matan shebein adam lo tignov lo tigzol lo sonu shar azharis oma b'chlal asisi yashvato. So it says when it comes to mominus, The Torah also gave us a guideline that is general. The Torah said many halachas. Chosh Mishpat is big, but you can never cover all the halachas. That's one thing. Secondly, the Torah wants us to extrapolate. Let's explain this a little bit. Why? The Torah did not give every detail in honesty in arayas. A, because it's impossible. You can't possibly list every single cake that somebody will bake and say this is bad. You can't list it that way. So the Torah gave us some examples, and we're supposed to use our sense to it. The second area is when we talk about us expressing our individuality in Avodas Hashem. This is where it expresses itself in the world of Pratim. A halacha mefreshes, halacha mefreshes, halacha mefreshes doesn't. But what's called indulging for me and what's necessary for me and what shouldn't I do or not do, that's individual. So if you ask yourself, where does a person have his own, what's the right word for it? His own input. The answer is you'll have it specifically over here. That is the reason for it. So in Mominus, and it's a third place. And then he says, "V'chein be'inyan haShabbos, osa hamalochos belav, v'atrochem be'esei klolish nematishpois voida farzeh." In Shabbos also, there are specific halachas, and then there is things that are Shabbistic, not Shabbistic. And this becomes always a tricky one. I had a Rebbe, this was always, you remember Reb Tuvi Goldstein, we alumnus of RJJ, fellow alumnus. So the old dialogue between Rebbeim and Talmidim, what's wrong? Where does it say you shouldn't? Where does it say you couldn't? Reb Tuvi is a big balalacha. I think at some point he sort of got fed up. So he said, somebody was once walking called Nidre, and he spots a kid sitting with some kittens and playing with them. So he says, Ingele, Kol Nidre, you're sitting with cats and playing with them? He looks up to him and says, where does it say in Hilchos Yom Kippur that you can't play with kittens by Kol Nidre? So that's the Reb Tuvia's rebuttal. Like, you know, some things we have to use seichel. And this is really where, like we saw before, this is where you become Torahdik. So a person whose Shabbos is halachically anchored in the right things, in Sai Mitzad, what he doesn't do, and Sai Mitzad, what he does do. So when his instinct is, this is not Shabbistic, we would say that it's in line with what Shabbos is, because his whole being is anchored in it. So the bottom line is, Ramban says, all of Torah is Pratim and Klolim. The Pratim are binding in a specific way. The Klolim are also binding, but in a general way. And we look at the big picture, and we ask ourselves honestly, what falls under that category? And then make those specific areas that we feel belong to the Klal as keeping it. Okay, that's a Ramban. It's a very famous Ramban. The term novel B'shus HaTorah is ubiquitous. And the Ramban says by three areas. It's by business and honesty, it's especially very important. The Chavetz Chaim says in his I think it's in Sfas Emes, one of his Sfarim where he speaks about practical halachas for business, he says, as a general rule, v'haftarecha kamoch is besides what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to do, anything that you would take umbrage if someone did it to you, if you would be upset and you would feel he's not fair, that's usa to do. That's the guideline that he gives is, there's the Shachar says Aser, but if you would feel the person is cheating you if he does it, even if he's technically not, you're not a dude, because that's called V'Avta HaKamocha. Use the same standard that you would expect for yourself, mitzad, honesty, for somebody else. Okay, that's Ramban. The Abarbanel over here.
Can I ask one question on that?
Yes.
Even though it's prati, if someone does, someone has a shayla comes up in Hilchos Deos, like those kind of things, and he asks a rabbi that knows him well, is such a thing being like any other halacha? If he asks a halacha, lemaisa, if the rabbi knows him well, meaning once you're chayiv in these things, then does psak apply? And if not, why not?
I don't think psak applies, because I don't think the real words usr and mut apply that way. I don't think the word psak would apply here. It's a question of, it's a personal chiyuv. So you can seek advice. You know, in Shemayim, they will hold you accountable and say, were you not listening because it was too difficult, because you didn't feel like doing it, or because you honestly didn't think it was the right thing for you to do? But there's no, the Gidrei Halacha are specific, and I'm reluctant, just like, you know, when people use the word psak, Rabbanan paskin this, Rabbanan paskin that, and it's not a clear psak, it's not really psak halacha. I always feel these things become, they're less productive. In other words, people begin to wonder, where did you pick up a psak like that? It's not really a psak, and people are just saying it. People need a chinuch that, you know, when I was growing up, my father was old school, from Litta, from Sabotka. There was a word that was used in our house that today people don't use. It was called not appropriate. Today people always, where does it say? Where does it say? Who says? And there's an first shuvah from somebody that's okay. The word inappropriate doesn't register. But yes, Ramban says there's a wide area where the right thing is appropriate, inappropriate. It's not, you don't give a person malchus and you don't give a person, you know, any onish, but at the end of the day, the Torah puts a chiv on us. Okay, next piece is an Abarbanel. Abarbanel says something very similar. Generally speaking, the Abarbanel is a bit encyclopedic. He sums up what other Sfarim have said. Sometimes he doesn't mention it by name. There was especially the Akeda was a contemporary and didn't always mention by name, and there was some sort of issues. But the Abarbanel many times will list 6-7 shittas about something and deal with it. So here he does incorporate the Ramban over here, but he says a point of his own that's very significant. Vanochen, sheitzav Hashem yis'ala l'moyshe sheikabetz kladas nisrol v'yashir mitzvos eilu. Moshe Rabbeinu gather everybody, v'yizkol ha'masoros ha'dibros ikrei mitzvos, l'fisha kol zeh achana l'krisas bris ha'kozo sof zeh ha'sefer pashul chosai. So Ramban is explaining what is this whole event of Kedoshim Tiyu. So he says it's Moshe Rabbeinu gathering together Klal Yisrael, giving them over Ikrei HaTorah, and to prepare them for B'chol Kolsai, which is a Krisis Bris through Yisurim and Onshin, and so on and so forth. V'lo Nisker Aseres HaDibris, Moshe Nisker Yisrael. He doesn't mention Aseres HaDibris outright. K'lo Yibor Nisker Poi Lo'idim Aleim V'Hashem V'Sei Rahu. He's not informing him of it. Avol Rotza Yis'ala V'Erlem Poi. So the Abarbanel is referring back to the first pasuk, and he says the emphasis in this parasha is a very different nekuda. Avol rotza yis'ala levaylem poi shein royu sheimotzu lehem hamaylois v'amidos hamshubochois mipnei shigzin haseich lenushi ela mipnei shetziva kadosh baruch hu v'lelechaz rochav dafka boi yasu k'mashas b'tav shteimus loim tepin acheres u'mishpat sich lemidoisai. So Abarbanel says here a big yisod. Abarbanel says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the words he used was, so Abarbanel says, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, the reason why a person should do what's right is not because human seichel dictates it, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it. Now let's talk about this a little bit, and then Abarbanel just let's finish up a second. So Okacha Mekdoshim Tiyu, not only the Arayas but everything. Ratzayim Prushim Achumrius, and this all goes part of this package, and he adds two lines in keeping. So he sort of quotes Ramban, almost verbatim, and then he says V'leisasu Zeke Filosofim Hamisboididim. She is sak for gufa macha sichlom. Don't do it like philosophers who went off and became sort of hermits and they sort of mortified themselves so that they be pure seichel. Elo mipnei ki kodosh ani Hashem lekechem nivdal mikol chome v'gashmis. V'day le'eved l'snai k'minig adonav v'techo v'drocha yiskoshim k'mayim. So the Abarbanel says that the focus of the pasuk is ki kodosh ani Hashem lekechem. And he says the following. The standard, what is the reason, what makes mitzvahs right or wrong? They are a description of inyanim that are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to us. Right and wrong is ki kodesh ani Hashem lekecha. Especially in these mitzvahs that he's talking about. These are mitzvahs of how to conduct yourself physically, not to overindulge, and so on and so forth. He says they are only right because Hashem gave them. Now, there are places, we've seen Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks about Anshei Sdom, that the reason why they were held accountable, even though they had no Torah, was because Seichel dictated it, elementary Seichel. So in Ben Adam Lechavero, where the world of Mishpatim is there, things that the Seichel makes you do are appropriate hanhagis. So if a person goes against something that Seichel says, like Anshei Sdom, where the most elementary Seichel says this is wrong to somebody else, that is a person's faulted for it. But the opposite, in this world of Kedusha, So he says, in some ways, we look at the type of anhagas kedusha, people abstaining, living ascetically, and so on. It dovetails with hanhagas of philosophers. There were schools of philosophy that espoused this type of behavior. So he says, but there's a very big difference. And this is, for instance, something like, to the best of my understanding, Eastern religions. Eastern religions, in our mind, I mean, it depends which ones. Obviously, Hindu is Avodah Zarah. Buddhism, I'm not saying it as a halachic, I'm not that a mumcha, but the general flow of the religion is extremely different than what we understand as religion. It's not do this because somebody commanded. It's sort of like therapy. The best way to be balanced and happy and content is to live this in this way. But in our understanding, this is totally not religion. Religion is not a way to be happy and content, well-balanced, and so on and so forth. You may be such as a result of it, because it's because Rachel, Darchei, Noah. But what makes a person, why should a person deny his guf pleasure? So a person is going to refrain from eating, drinking, et cetera, and live a life that's very Spartan. Why? So one approach was, because the only way you can become a tremendous intellect is by denying your body, and becoming a tremendous intellect is what life is about. Wrong. That's not kedoshim to you, and that shouldn't be kedoshim to you. The reason for kedoshim to you is kikadosh ani. It's a way to mimic a different life, which is ruchnius, and the model for ruchnius is Ribbono Shel'olam. So we have a very, very, so it might look similar to others, but it's a very, very different take on it. It's not because we're trying to become something else. It's because we're imitating the Ribbono Shel'olam. It's not internal to us that there's something wrong with these things. That's what Barbanel says. I want to segue a minute because this is something that people talk a lot about. When things are wrong up his seichel, does that count as a chiyuv, as a mitzvah? How do we understand what they call natural morality versus Torah morality? You know, this is an issue that keeps coming up. So I would like to explain it as follows. Morality itself cannot be defined in olam hazadik terms. Someone tells me, well, the good is that which brings the good to most people. I don't care for it. I don't particularly care about good to people. But, you know, if you give charity 100 people, I'd rather go on an extra trip and not give the charity. At the end of the day, there is no good and bad, right and wrong. I can say it's more fish in the world. If 100 people have what to eat, then you overeat. They'll both be healthier. Maybe, but I still want to overeat. So what? Morality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense. It is the lakus and the bria. That is, take a lakus out of the bria, and the words right or wrong cease to exist. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with senses. And just like we can feel things and we can see things, we have an organ that we call conscience that can feel the ruchnius in the bria. It can sense kedusha, can sense tumma, very vague. It's like the sense of smell. It gives you a sense of things, but it's not something that's very useful as a particular instrument, just to tell you right or wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed a healthy human being with a conscience, and Klal Yisrael with a heightened conscience. And when we feel something is wrong, we need to say to ourselves, it probably is wrong, and if I have to think about it long enough, I don't understand how or why. So when Anshei Sdom are held accountable for doing bad because it's natural, instinctive, it means the lowest common denominator of a human being is someone that can feel the right and wrong of a suffering person, a person in pain, and to be giving. If you don't have that, you're a psychopath and you have no schus to live. You're not a human being. A human being is someone that has a minimal level of a sense of toiv and ra. But when the Torah says, for instance, to kill Amalek, and I say, nah, it doesn't feel right, and it can't be, and you know, it's immoral, that's a steer in definition. Because Baruch Hu said it, it cannot be immoral. We can, Avraham Avinu asked an internal question. Ashev Gaz as a mishpat, you said if you have tzaddikim, we'll save you. You can learn a shtickle Torah and ask an internal question about how does this stem with this? This is part of Hatayra. But to say my sense of it is it's immoral, God can't be saying because immoral, what does that mean it's immoral? A, how do you determine that? You know, the communists, the first Dora communists were very good people who felt that it is a moral imperative to kill anyone who is not a peasant. And they felt it was that's the right thing to do. So there's no standard. What's the standard you measure it by? So the Tov and Ra are defined as the quality of the divine in the Bria. We have tzivuyim that give us clear-cut pictures. We also have a sense of things, like halacha, but it gives us at least, it's like the sense of smell. It helps guide us to things that are not right, or things that are good. So let's see one more piece over here, and we'll finish as Ramban. It says, "V'chisiz b'chu zevach shalom l'Hashem l'tzorichem tizbachu." V'oma v'chisiz b'chu zevach shalomim ki achre she'osar hazvich v'chol avodah l'lilim l'heim asecha v'rikin. The Ramban speaks about this a few times. In Karbanis, there's an extreme kpeda that it all be l'shem yudke vavke only, no kochos, nothing like that. And he says, "Omar kikasha tizbechu l'shem l'tizbechu l'lutzoinchem, shetia v'idaschem l'rotzin l'fanav v'yurotze b'chem ke'oved yisratz adoina v'asesh yatzavena." The pasuk says it's very important to do it to find favor in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. I want to explain this Ramban a little bit, and we'll finish with this. Let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody comes to my house. I order an electrician. The lights are out, or something's wrong. Electrician comes, and he's got a very bad personality. Maybe that's why he became an electrician. I don't know. You know, he's not good with people. He's surly. He's rude. Everything. But he fixes it. And the electricity is working now, kedasu kedin. So there's no pagam in the fixing of electricity. And I owe him the money. And I could say I take issue with his personality. A guy, you know, whatever. Imagine somebody buys me a present. And he's rude about it, and everything about the way he presents it, and everything about it is not good. Then he's undercutting me somewhere. That is a pagam in the giving of the gift, because tachlis, a gift is all about reaching out to the person. So, whenever a person is doing a mitzvah that's a chiyuv, a mitzvah chiyuvis. So that is something which, if my kavana is less than optimal, okay, it would be nice if I could add the cherry on top and have the right kavana, do it for right reasons, and so on and so forth. It's still a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, put on tefillin today. I put on tefillin. So I have the mitzvah. My kavanas were better or worse, that adds or subtracts. It doesn't remove. Karbanis are the mainstay of karbanis that we're talking about. Chizur Zevach Shalom Hashem is an adava. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance to reach out, quote unquote, and to go past what we owe and give a gift. If we do that with the wrong attitude and the wrong kavanas, then it's worse. Somebody gives me a gift and he's really doing it to maneuver me somewhere. I resent it tremendously, because you're taking something which is the realm of connecting the other person and being made to the other person, and you're turning it into something which is which is negative. Karbanis, and that's why the Nevi'im yell about Karbanis. There's no place where Navi says, "How'd you put on tefillin today if you didn't give tzedakah? You didn't give tzedakah, you'll get the hit for not giving tzedakah. You put on tefillin, you put on tefillin." Lomli Reiv Zivchachem, Zivchachem is a taina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why the extra credit stuff? Why present me with gifts when you're doing such terrible things. So karban is specific, Ramban says, because that's what a karban is. A karban is a rutzin, a ritzui. It's a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond what I'm obligated. So for the person that does right and good, and he has an opportunity to go past what's right and good, matov manoim. For the person who substitutes, does the extra credit question instead of the homework he's supposed to do, that's negative. And that's why the pasuk tells you, v'chizuz avshar Hashem, l'rtzoinchet izbechu. The kavan over here has to be pure because that's what us are about. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Mitz Hashem, any questions, any points?
You can ask really a question on this last point.
So
Lefi, that's for why can't the shchut eichut still be l'ratzos? Is there a pagam in shchut eichut itself?
Yeah, shchut eichut, the problem with shchut eichut is it's a lacking, I mean, it's a lav, but it's lacking, the Rebbeinu Shem wants it to be pure for Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's, so to speak, pure for Hashem. As soon as you go out, then there's something, like it says, different kohos. It's like, it's not quite for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's another, it's part of the world that's shared, so to speak, for other kohos, and that's why it's something so negative.